on this episode of The Commercial Break.
Oh, yeah, cats and kittens, welcome back to yet a regular episode of The Commercial Break. I'm missing my co-host because I believe she will never return after the 26 days of TCB. But in the low light of the post-Christmas glow, we must forge on, my friends. We must forge on. You didn't ask for it, but I don't care. Gonna put out an episode on this Thursday anyway, and while I sit here recording on actual Christmas Day, I know tomorrow I will be full ablaze in the post-holiday depression that's sure to overtake us all. So while the ladies take some well-deserved time off, I'm going to try and cheer you up with a few interviews we recorded but haven't gotten to, because for some incredibly dumb reason, I decided to put out 25 episodes in the month of December. But just a few weeks back, before all of the high drama around 12 days of TCB, Chrissy and I did get an opportunity to sit with the lovely Poppy Liu. Poppy is stealing scenes in Hacks. She's currently on the Netflix top 10 series No Good Deed. She starred in Dead Ringers, The After Party, Space Cadet, and Mercy Mistress. She's a Peabody Award winner. She's known for her sitcoms like Sunnyside, Hacks, and iCarly. And she's always making things interesting on her Instagram at Poppy Republic. I'll put it all in the show notes, but let's not dawdle today. Let's get right to it. I know you've got batteries to buy and things to return, so we'll make this quick and easy and hopefully put a smile on your face as we talk to Poppy.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Poppy is here with us now. Thank you, Poppy, for joining us. Hi. We really appreciate it.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
We're so glad that you're here. And just as we were coming on to record, we learned that Poppy is just a few short miles away from us. Yes. And here in the Atlanta studio. Had we known this, we would have brought you in, because you just look lovely today.
I can basically see into your window.
Yes.
I'm outside your studio.
Listen, you would have come on here and you would have outshone the entirety of this studio, because you look
That's very
lovely,
nice.
Poppy.
You Thank really you. Do. Well, I do feel like I should let your listeners know that I look like a full trad wife right now. Just so you have a visual, behind this voice is a trad wife. Yeah, I look like I'm going to sell you a toaster oven, or
I would buy it.
A toaster oven, or you're going to make me deviled eggs when I come home in my three-piece suit for my job at the ad agency.
100%. Or are we both models, and we're both coming from our joint modeling jobs, cough, Nara Smith, Lucky Blue Smith. I'm really deep in that lore.
Yeah.
I say this as someone who doesn't have any trad skills. I really can't cook. I have a child too. And I thought after I had my child, I would learn how to cook. Like, some maternal instinct for cooking would kick in. And it hasn't.
It just doesn't happen. How old is your child? I read that
Almost
you had a baby.
Two.
How old is your child? Almost Aww. Two. Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Love of my life.
Yeah, yes. Of course. I have a number of them also. We joke that 30. I have 12 to 13.
We don't know how many. Yeah.
We don't know how many. And either do the listeners. But at 2 years old, I thought also, for some reason, I thought I would also gain some cooking skills once I had kids. I'm like, well, now I really have to learn how to cook something besides, microwave
milk
pizza.
And cereal.
But I have learned nothing in the many years that I've now had children. I've learned nothing. I can't do it.
I don't have the je ne sais quoi for, I feel like you just need, some people don't have it. And I really don't.
And that's okay. You've got other skills.
You've got other skills. Yep. So who does the cooking?
Cool.
How does the child get fed exactly?
Amazing question.
Yeah.
I do have an amazing nanny. And she feeds both my child and me. Thank you. Yes. Thank you to Dez. We love Dez. That's funny though. Me and my friends were just talking about what all of our skills would be in the apocalypse, like what we would contribute to the commune.
Oh, this
and
is a good
like,
question.
I have, I really spent a long time trying to think what my contribution is. I really, really struggled. I think most honestly, the thing that I bring is vibes. I really think I can bring some solid vibes. And also, and I was laughter. Like, I guess I could start a thespian society.
Yes.
Which the apocalypse needs.
Yes, for sure. And laughter.
I think
I do would... love a hee hee and a ha ha.
Yeah.
You know what? This is a great question. So you're stuck in a bunker. The apocalypse has happened. It's you and like 50 other folks, right?
50? Too many.
Too many? Okay. Okay. It's you and 10 other folks, right?
Yeah.
Okay. It's you and 10 of your best friends, your nanny, right? And you're all in there, and everybody's going to need a lane. You're going to need a lane, and somebody's going to have to be cooking. Someone's going to need to be MacGyver and fix shit and turn on the electricity and all that. Someone's going to be, you know, the quiet, introspective one who's thinking of a way to get us
the
out
positive.
Of here.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then you're definitely going to need a vibe human, like a vibe chick or a vibe guy who's going to wake up every morning and give our mind, tickle the insides of our brains, so to speak, with some positivity. That is just as important as maybe not cooking, but it's just as important as the MacGyver guy, I'm sure.
I would say right below cooking and like
vibe
electrician
check.
Is the vibe guy.
Yeah.
Which is me. But interesting to say, first thing in the morning, my vibe guy would probably come in around noon to start the vibes. So the people that wake up in the morning, you don't get the vibes until a couple hours later.
I'm with you on that.
Are you I need my cup of coffee before anybody talks to me kind of person? Do you drink caffeine?
I'm like, I need my coffee and I need my Vyvanse before I talk to anyone.
Yeah.
Oh, Vyvanse. Yeah. I don't think I've heard that shit is great. I've got friends who just like, they swear by it. They're like, just take a half of Vyvanse in the morning and you'll be twice as effective as you already are. And I'm like, do you see how fast I speak? I don't need to go any faster.
Yes. Well, the thing with Vyvanse is you can accidentally use it for the wrong things.
Sure.
So like I have sort of my productivity window after I take it, and like, on a good day, I can really get all my shit done during that window. On a bad day, I really waste my Vyvanse productivity on like a super animated conversation. And then I'm like, oh God, now it's over. Wait, what would both of your skills be? What would your contribution be to the bunker?
I actually love to cook. So
Chrissy, you are a good cook.
Yeah.
I
love to do it.
You are a good cook. But I
would like to recruit you.
Okay. Yeah, I love it. I have a full test kitchen. I test out new recipes. Some work, some don't. But yeah, I love it.
I will eat them.
I think Chrissy would definitely be the chef of the group. If I had to pick a friend that I would bring along with me to the bunker, I'd bring Chris. I mean, obviously, I'd bring Chrissy. We've been friends forever, and then now, 8,000 episodes.
We would be in the bunker together.
Yeah, we'd be in the bunker together, driving each other crazy. But
you would also do the bunker podcast, which
we would.
Every bunker needs.
Yes, I'm like you. I think that if you catch me in the right moment at some point during the day, I can be the vibe guy. I also think I always see things. I always see the cup half full. Even when I'm in a bad mood, there's some kind of light I can see. There's something I can see that's good.
Yeah, we need that. We would need that.
And I like to point it out. Like, I've been spending the week trying to pull Chrissy out of a terrible depression. I've been spending a week trying to pull America out of a terrible depression, but it's not
working.
I wonder
why you're in a terrible depression, Chrissy. Was there something really apocalyptically terrible that happened?
Yes!
I mean, now that you mention it, I can think of something.
Okay, ready? So here it is. We have a conversation yesterday with like a noted pundit, commentary about current events, like someone you would know. And I'm not saying his name because I don't want people to get messed up when they hear the order of which these are put out.
Totally. But,
so he has
showbiz, baby.
Yeah, showbiz, baby. He has this conversation with us, and it makes us both feel so much better. He's like, democracy holds. Don't worry
about it.
It'll be tested, but it'll hold. We'll figure it out. And so we get off, and we're like, that's fantastic. We feel great. And the second we open our fucking phones, it's like, oh, no. Oh, no, it's not going to hold. It's not holding. It's not holding. It's
a really good pre-bed routine in which I doom scroll for at least an hour and then have incredibly bad anxiety dreams. And that's just a little bit of my evening routine that I love to do.
Oh, my God, Poppy. You know,
it's called sleep hygiene.
Cleaning out the good vibes, bringing in the negative ones.
Yeah.
My therapist said to me once, she said, and she says this to me actually a lot, but the first time she said it, I wasn't convinced, but now like the 30th time I've heard it, I'm getting more convinced. She says there needs to be at least 2 hours of your day when you give yourself a break from all the worrying. She's like, so just tell yourself this is a worry-free hour of the day and just go, you know, zone out or do whatever. Now, it doesn't work all the time.
What
and it certainly hasn't worked in the last week.
But, do you do that?
Meditation.
What does one do?
Meditation. Oh. Kundalini yoga with Guru Jaga.
Totally. Okay, question. Does TikTok black hole count?
Yes, of course. It's a way. Okay, cool. I think it's a form of zoning out.
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
But my algorithm is on fleek because I don't really like my algorithm is not necessarily political. But because of the topics we have on the commercial break, I tend to scroll into weird areas of the world. Right. So I see a guy who's like, let's just say he's talking to talking to Emily Ratajkowski about their marriage, and he has two views and one follower, but he's having he's telling Emily through the screen how he's going to cook and clean before she gets home. Right. And I'm like, that is amazing.
Interesting.
This is a national treasure.
I actually want to know this about everyone is when you like scroll on TikTok for long enough, what is the specific niche that starts showing up on your For You page? Because for me, it's, North Sea TikTok.
North Sea TikTok. Oh, go ahead.
Like about just, it's the most dangerous sea.
I also have a lot of dangerous sea shit show up. Yeah. I am fascinated
Wait,
by
it's all of us.
Because I'm scared shitless of it. Yeah. Well,
are you, what's your For You page?
I'm sorry.
Deal?
So I have on my personal Instagram and on TikTok, I have a lot of dangerous ocean shit, like dangerous ocean conditions. People who put out those videos where they show.
I get so much of that. And I love
know.
It.
Like cruise ships tilting sideways and people are sliding down the banister.
And it's always that sound of those baritone singers that are like, yo.
You're dying slowly at the bottom of the sea.
I get really like intellectually aroused by it.
There's something that does. It's definitely a form of doom scrolling, but I know you know what the other thing. But I know that I'm not going that direction. Like I'm not in that.
You're not going to go to the North Sea.
Yeah, no. The first time I flew to Switzerland, for some reason, we flew over the North Sea, and it was a terribly like choppy day. And all I remember seeing, like through the airplane window, were these waves that to me looked 100 feet high. It was crazy.
Were.
Yes, I know. And I thought to myself, thank God, no one that I know is doing that. The other thing I tend to end up on is guys and girls that are climbing those fucking construction cranes with not a chain on them. Like just, you know, these like urban climbers.
That has never appeared on my page.
That's a near fear unlocked, Poppy. Go watch.
What are they called? Urban climbers?
Urban climbers.
scaling the sides of buildings.
Or they go to construction sites. And you know that, like, you spent time, you lived in Shanghai, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So in Shanghai, they have, it's a terribly crowded city, I imagine, with lots of buildings or so yes. I see. And there's
Wait,
always one under
actually,
construction.
I know the building that everyone likes to climb in Shanghai. It literally, but they built it in such a way that like you want to climb it.
Yeah.
Like it's basically like ladder sized, like footholds, the entire length of the building. They basically, I hate to say it, but that building was kind of asking for it.
Yeah. Sounds
I would never say tempting. That phrase in any other context, but for that building, it's saying, try to climb me.
Yes,
get to the top.
That building is the apple, and the climbers are the Eve. They got to take a bite out of it.
Literally.
I am terrified of heights. Terrified of heights. So for me, watching those videos gives me the satisfaction of knowing that I'm getting over my fear by watching someone on a 5-inch screen do what I would never do.
Yes.
My hands get sweaty. My heart starts to race.
And it's, you know, that's really brave of you.
Thank you, Poppy.
Facing your fears, Brian.
You. Yeah. Hey, thank you for being vulnerable and sharing
TikTok,
that with us.
One TikTok at a time.
You know, this show is largely about me being vulnerable to the rest of the
Wait, Chrissy, are you on TikTok? Do you doom scroll?
I do not get on TikTok and doom scroll.
Chrissy's not a social media person.
I look at cooking things on TikTok and that's it.
And then you're better than us.
I close it off. Yeah, I try. I protect my
emotions.
Yeah. I'll come in all charged up about something, you know, whatever the news of the day is, because I've been doom scrolling for days in a row because it's what we do here. So I just feel it's part of my job to kind of look.
Well, thank the baby Jesus. Brian took a breath, and now I will use this opportunity to let you know that we've got a brand new phone number. That's right, it's 212-433-3TCB. And you can text us anytime you want. Or you can call and leave us a voicemail, and we might just use your message on the show. Once Brian gets through all the messages he missed last year, of course. Anyway, you can also find and DM us on Instagram at The Commercial Break and on TikTok at TCB Podcast. And of course, all of our audio and video is easily found on tcbpodcast.com. Now I'm going to thank G one more time that we have sponsors. So thank G, and here they are.
A lot of times Chrissy is like, I'm so jealous of how blissfully unaware she is. I'm like, did you hear about Chicken Fry and Zach Bryan? And she's like, nope.
Wait, what about Chicken Fry and Zach Bryan?
Do you know about Chicken Fry and Zach Bryan?
Yeah.
Do you know about this whole situation?
Song. I don't know why I know the song, but
no,
I do.
You're thinking of, and just like we did
too.
Zach Brown sang the song
Chicken Fried. I like my chicken fried.
Yes.
That's Zach Brown.
That's Zach Brown.
Zach Bryan is a different guy who I continue to mess up with Zach Brown, and he dated this girl, Chicken Fry. I'm not going to get into the whole story. You can read about it. I'll send you an article on Instagram. See, she didn't know about it either. That's right.
But Chrissy doesn't know about it because she has a good relationship with technology. It's
a healthy relationship.
I don't know about it because my TikTok becomes Nate the Hoof Guy instead of that. And then I watch this man like clean and shave horse and cow hooves for hours. And do you know about Nate the Hoof Guy? I love him.
I do know about Nate the Hoof Guy.
I would actually like to watch that.
This is what I do. You know, I am constantly in that.
I could watch that.
You can watch that?
Yeah.
Yes.
I could watch
that. Do you like pimple popping TikTok?
No.
I love it.
I do, but I don't like to watch it.
At a conference,
I can't watch it, though.
I met the girl.
But I do.
I don't want to know you two. You're no longer invited to my bunker.
Well, I get Chrissy in my bunker, so okay, I win.
Fair enough. No, that's true. You never invited me to your bunker, so I guess I'm in my own bunker without pimple
popping. That's actually true. If you listen back, I only invited Chrissy.
That's right.
No, I'm still feeling hurt. I'm still feeling hurt.
Because you and I both don't have skills. We can't have two vibe people. One vibe person is enough.
I feel like two vibe people are just going to try and out vibe each other, and then we'll just hate each other within months.
Then the vibe gets bad, and we both get kicked out. So I'm actually looking out for us.
We gotta be in separate bunkers. Look at her dressing like a Chad wife trying to get
look
all
at her
attention.
In a fucking dress. Yeah. What is this Marilyn Monroe beat that I have?
I just need everyone
to really understand what it is that I look like.
It's so beautiful, though.
Yeah, talking about
go,
pimple
go to
popping
YouTube
talk.
And check out the video. But you look beautiful. I mean, there's
that's
no doubt.
Very
about
nice.
It.
Yes,
you showed up looking lovely.
Wait, can I segue back to one thing about pimple popping talk?
Yes.
Which is that now it's all about ingrown hairs.
Oh, a good ingrown hair. It's so satisfying.
It's so satisfying to release it. And it's always someone being like me picking my boyfriend's ingrown hairs while he plays video games.
Yeah.
I have lost all control. Oh, God, to hell.
And I just go, oh, God, I wish that was me. I just want to get that. Get it in there. The follicles all juicy.
Yes.
I love when the hair is, there's a lot of hair in there. Sometimes I get to like twist it in there and it's
sometimes
real
it's
long.
A double hair.
Yes. Sometimes it's really long. Oh, my God. Which, speaking of which, one day on set for Boots' movie, my makeup artist was like, oh, my God, Poppy, you have something in your eye. And I felt it too. It's kind of like, it's like a hair or an eyelash or something. She pulls it. It comes out like 5 inches.
Long.
No.
Hair.
Long, yes.
How does that happen?
How long it's been in my eye for. It must have been. And then it got me thinking, think about, like, your eye literally is outside inside.
Yeah.
So I was like, what stuff has gone to the inside that never came out?
Came back out.
Because I feel like that hair was in there for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess because your eye is constantly washing itself, it probably like a little bit of it got stuck and then it just started sucking it in while you were sleeping.
Oh. It's in the brain. Yeah. Something I want to leave you with.
You know, I was at a conference one time and I met a girl, a young lady who worked for the TLC network, for Discovery, or HBO Max, whatever the fuck they're calling it these days. And
what is it called?
I don't want to talk shit because you might actually have a future with the company streamer where I will never. But so I met her and we were talking, lovely person. And then I said, so what are you working on? And she goes, oh, you know the show Pimple Popper? And I was like, I had the same reaction I just had there. I'm
the
like,
Dr. Pimple Popper?
Dr. Pimple, I go, that Pimple Popper. There's a show on TLC called Dr. Pimple Popper.
Oh, yeah.
I know her, of course.
You, okay. So course. I say, it's a fucking disgusting show. I can't believe that's on air. What is anybody thinking? Oh, my God. She's like, I'm the executive producer. I brought it to air. I was like, well, in open mouth, insert foot. I go, oh, I'm so sorry.
Other
I didn't mean to offend
it.
You. She goes,
Other people seem to love it.
Is what she said. And I'm not going to name her name. And there's a couple executive producers, but she goes, I hate it too. She goes, I actually think it's disgusting, but I love the doctor. She's a great personality. And that's why we put it on air, is because we knew the personality was going to sell the show.
Great personality.
And yeah, she does. I've seen a few seconds.
It's something for everyone. Yeah. Okay, I will say, I really don't like it when it's too big and it's too juicy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no.
Like when it's really pus filled, I don't like it. Brian's like about to puke.
I know, no. I really am.
No. Your mouth is really squished tight right now. But I don't like that.
No.
So I do have standards.
Yes, that's right.
I think every woman that I've ever had a relationship with is into this. And I'm wondering if it's like, I don't know, maybe it's just the kind of people I attract into my life are pimple popping kind of people.
100%. I think you should reflect on yourself, Brian. It sounds like this is actually a you thing.
Well, listen.
You're the one attracting them in. So what's going on with you?
I do know something about myself. I'm the problem. That I'm convinced of. No matter what the relationship is, I'm the problem. As a matter of fact, that's what I said to my wife when I asked her to marry me. I said, I'm just going to let you know, I'm the problem.
I'm the problem. Correct, and I do.
I have to tell you this. I got to talk to you about one thing. You said in an interview, and I don't know where I saw this, but a couple days ago, I saw that and you shared that you would not want to go to space. You would never go to space. It's not a thing that you're
interested in. Hell no!
I am so with you. You are on my team, and you are invited to my bunker. If you choose to leave Chrissy's bunker and come over to my bunker, you're welcome to come to my bunker. Because one way we will not get out of the bunker is being ejected into space. That's right. I have no interest in this.
No, I don't like being spun around. I have a very specific contact lens that I need to wear. Otherwise, I'm blind.
Okay.
I have a minimum 5-step skincare routine. I basically sleep plugged into the wall in like a heated vest that I wear around.
Oh, you wear a weight blanket with heat?
It's not a weight one, but it's like a heated, it kind of like buckles up here and there's like a strap around the waist and it's all along your back and your neck and it heats up and I sleep.
Cozy. Yes. I love that.
Cozy thingy. So I have so many little thingies that I really like that I don't think I could do in space. / I don't think I would even make it out there because the like dizziness getting, I would think I would just like, my body would just be like, hi. Now.
See, and I were talking about this the other day. We're like, it just seems terribly boring. Like the space travel available to regular human beings that are not trained astronauts right now, and even the ones that are trained, seems terribly boring and awful technical and not interesting. Like you go up, you come down. It's very minimalist. There's nothing there to entertain you or make you. They don't even have a couch you can sit on. It's just
not even a couch.
To some chair.
Like you have to be strapped to the walls.
Yes.
Because of the gravity stuff.
Yes.
And like, I get it. Amazing view. Views, but just go to a fucking IMAX theater.
Right.
Yeah.
A planetarium.
I am with you.
A planetarium!
When I think of space travel, if and when when I think of space travel, like Chrissy and I were talking about, I think of like a big ship, like a cruise ship, like, oh, Icon of the Seas out in space where I can go to, you know, 3 different coffee shops and 12 different bars. And then I can go, you know, on a wave pool if I choose to. That's the kind of space travel I'm looking forward to.
Yeah.
And when that happens, probably not in my lifetime, when that happens, I might consider it. But space scares the shit out of me.
All of the cool stuff that you just named, you could also do on Earth.
Mm-hmm.
So like you're just up there with like vertigo potentially doing the same stuff,
spinning
doing
around.
Your favorite Earth things, but like with vertigo.
Yeah, that's true.
Like RSVP, no.
For sure. Hey, you have been in some iconic television shows, but I do have to say,
thank you.
Well, you took a wonderful
name them all turn. Now alphabetical order.
Better Call Saul, iCarly. You want me to go on? And I'm not even looking at any notes. You want
Wait,
me to go
that's
on?
Actually, yeah, you actually came in real strong.
Oh, thank you.
Better Call Saul is kind of a deep cut, too.
What's that?
Better Call Saul's kind of a deep cut.
I watched every episode three times,
so
and yours I watched 4. I just had to.
Wait, you watched all of Better Call Saul from start to finish 3 times?
Twice, yeah.
Wow.
I loved the Breaking Bad Better Call Saul saga. I just really did. And in some ways, I thought Better Call Saul was just a little bit better than Breaking Bad. No knock on Bryan Cranston and Aaron Paul. They did a great job. But there is something about the storyline in Better Call Saul that I felt was just a little bit more juicy and tangible and interesting. The love story between Saul and what was her name? Reba.
We love drug stuff. Drug stuff is always
it's always interesting.
Yeah, Better Call Saul to you is like Narcos to me.
I love Narcos.
Yeah. I love Narcos.
I know.
My wife and I love Narcos.
It's so good.
She's from Venezuela, so sometimes we speak Spanish and understand it. So we will like it's Narcos is a fantastic fucking show.
I know. I want
it's
more.
It's amazing. So do you watch all of the Narcos, like, or just the ones?
I've watched all of them.
You watch all of them.
Yeah,
just an incredible show.
Yeah. Incredible. So, a deep dive. Like I felt like parasocial relationship with like Pablo Escobar.
Yes.
Pablo is incredible.
Very.
There's something to be said. Listen, I think it was Pablo who said, I am just a vessel for getting people what they
first
want.
Name basis.
And me and Pablo. Me and Esco. Yeah. Me and Pablo Esco.
Me and PE.
He said
me
that.
My boy,
he was, if there was no Americans, then Pablo Escobar wouldn't exist in the form
that's
that he
true.
Did when he was the Padre, right? And
that's
the truth is that he was just a really good entrepreneur who had great organizational skills that included an HR department that would fire at people's heads with a shotgun if you didn't do the things
and
that were right.
And murderous tendencies.
And murderous
tendencies.
That's all it takes.
Murderous tendencies.
All billionaires have murderous tendencies.
100%.
I'll just share that with you.
You physically can't become a billionaire without
murdering people. Yeah.
Murdering people.
Yeah.
It's not possible.
Yeah.
And I heard someone just really put it into perspective, and I'm actually going to really butcher the actual math of it, but
we
you
do
get
that
the idea.
Here all the time.
Oh, yeah, don't worry.
Oh,
yeah,
yeah. Okay,
facts
amazing.
Matter on this podcast.
But someone was like, a million seconds is like 11 days.
Okay.
Or 11 minutes.
A million seconds is 11
minutes. 11 minutes is 11 days.
Okay.
But a billion seconds is like 36 years.
Wow.
That's a big difference.
It's a huge difference.
Yeah.
So become a billionaire, you're fucking people up.
You have to.
Let me share. Well, we just talked about this in the intro to this particular show, which you didn't hear. Disney just released that they are going to spend $25 billion on content in 2025. $25 billion on producing content in 2025. Netflix is going to spend $17 billion. Netflix, who you're working for, is going to spend $17 billion on content production. $43 million just between the two streamers. That's an insane amount of money.
A million of it is Poppy's glam.
Oh, yeah, a million of it is trad wife glam.
Just for today, and that's just for today. Think about
that's
that.
Right.
Think Listen. About that. That's
yeah, it's wild.
I would say that's way too much content.
It's a lot.
What we just shared, it's way too much.
They're my employers. Yeah. I'm like, cut it out.
Meanwhile, she's running around Atlanta doing 14 different movies all by Netflix.
It's true. And I'm like, for what? And I'm like, yes, I'm sending my child to college. But that, like, that blows my mind. I actually think this, like, how every week there's like a new sort of like hot thing that happens. I saw this like on TikTok. I saw one of those like time lapse graphs of like starting from the early 90s or maybe even the 80s, what like the hottest, the most watched shows were every month.
Okay.
From then until now. And it's like, you can see in the 90s, there's like, you know, like Friends really like kind of like had a stronghold, and it was like the top show for a really long time. And like kind of Grey's Anatomy came up and it was up there, and like, you know, like blah, blah, you saw this. And then as we get into sort of the streaming era, the graph starts going crazy. Every week, it's a different thing. It becomes
It is.
Like, and you're like, oh God, there's just so much stuff to watch.
I have 15 different shows that I'm watching currently, and then I have 20 shows that I still haven't finished.
That you forgot about. Yeah,
it's true.
See the second season of something comes out, and I'm like, oh yeah. 2 years later, I loved that show. Now what happened? Because I've watched so much stuff in between that I can't remember what happened.
Yes, there's so much stuff to watch. I remember books. They exist too.
What?
It was supposed to be a book now.
Oh, no. You know, when I, like 10 years ago, a friend said to me, he said, our children will never watch a commercial if they don't want to. And I thought that was crazy talk. I was like, oh, commercials are what makes the world go round, advertising. But it's so true. They'll see it in some other format. But the streamers have broken the model. They've disrupted it. And now it's just a crazy hodgepodge. It's an embarrassment of riches, quite frankly. There are so many great shows. I mean, it's good for Poppy.
Great shows.
Because Poppy gets work, right?
25. Works in
Think
show
about
biz,
this.
If you will.
Yes.
$43 billion, Poppy, if in 2025 you just make one half of 0.1% of that of their overall budgets, you are going to be living the high life in the hog. No problem.
I mean, it probably won't be me. It'll probably be like the Disney exec that's making that. But
well, that's true. Well, the Disney exec's making 1% of 45.
Trickle down.
Yeah.
And I will be able to, you know, put my kid through school.
I don't think you're going to have a problem. You seem to be on a bit of a hot streak.
Yeah. My chickens.
Oh, you have chickens?
I have chickens.
Oh, I love chickens.
I have three chickens, but my best friend just told me that for Christmas, he's getting me three more chickens, and he's going to get me, it is actually one of the nicest, most thought out presents I've ever gotten. But do you know about Silky chickens?
No.
No.
Oh my God. Okay. Look them up, and then like maybe like add a image of them if this is going to also be a new, like right here, Silky chickens.
Yes.
Gorgeous. They're little pom-poms as chickens.
Oh,
they're like
five
different pom-poms put together. They're incredibly hot. And so like once they become like an adult or even teenager, you basically can't get them.
Oh my God.
So I know, right?
That's fucking adorable.
My best friend is going to drive 2.5 hours out of LA to go to a Silky chicken farm and to get three Silky chicks. And it's a bit of a gamble because you can't tell like the sex of the chicken until they get a little older. And I don't really want roosters because then they're going to impregnate all my hens, and then I'm going to have 1,000 chickens.
You're going to have a million chickens.
A million. But again, you can't tell. And once they are adult, they're just snapped up. You can't even get them. So they're like statistically, if we got three baby chicks, at least one or two of them will be hens.
Yes.
Yeah,
and we just have to take the gamble. So I'm getting three Silky chickens.
Oh
one
my
of,
God.
One or
so
two or
exciting.
Three of which may be a rooster. And I might have...
Breed them.
Yeah, totally.
Breed
I have
them,
a lot of
and
time
then give them to,
do to
your
that.
Friends. And then,
definitely.
When we get to the bunker, we'll have food and company.
Oh my God,
look at
wait, that is my contribution.
There
my
you
contribution
go.
Is eggs.
Eggs.
That's right.
You bring eggs.
Oh
you
my
bring
God.
Your Silky chickens and their
yes,
Silky eggs.
Yes, because I come with chickens. I also come with a toddler. And so that's that. But. You know,
the
new race will begin. You will
the
have
new
a
race
chicken.
But I'm going to have, and they all give me at least, they give like one egg a day. Oh, I get a lot of
well, one egg a day. Listen,
I can do a lot with that.
I can do a lot with one egg a day.
My cooking skills, yeah. I can.
Well, I can't do a lot with it, but I hear people can do a lot with it.
Chrissy can. Chrissy, who is in my bunker, can.
Yes.
Silkies
yes.
don't lay that many eggs. I think they lay like maybe three a week, and they're really, really small. Oh, so they don't gosh. Contribute that much. But silkies are like me, and that our contribution is mainly vibes.
Check. That's right.
That's right.
And now we can say for sure, having met you, the vibe is on fire.
Yes.
You are.
Yes.
I love
invite
you.
Invite me
Poppy.
To your bunker.
I feel like we should yes. just hang out after we finish talking. Like
we literally
tonight.
Should. I'm here for like a month. I'm here for so long. Yeah. I live here.
Yeah, we'll show you around.
Well, welcome to our city. You are just
Thank
absolutely
you.
Lovely. I am oftentimes we are pleasantly surprised by our conversations with people, but I am very pleasantly surprised by my not that I didn't expect you to be anything.
And we
but
have
pleasant,
the apocalypse
but,
worked out.
And we have the apocalypse
so,
and
we have the apocalypse worked out. Sorry, Brian, but
it's okay. You just can I be in the bunker next to you?
So that, next door is good. Yes. Next yes. door is good. Yes.
So yeah. that I can put a cup to the wall and listen to your vibe.
But we do. Our bunker has lights out at 10 p.m.
Yeah.
And then doors are closed to guests. So you got to
Well, I
back,
have 30 children. So yes, my lights out is going to be more like 7 p.m. So don't worry about it. I'm an old man. No Good Deed is coming out on Netflix in just a couple of days, December 12th. Poppy is in that. Are you Hacks? What can we talk about Hacks? How, is there another? Are we going for
season
another season?
Four? Is we're filming
Woo!
It. Kiki right. is here.
I love it.
Yeah, we filmed for a little bit in Vegas in September, and that was awesome. I yeah. love Vegas.
Vegas is incredible. Vegas is a 3-day town, but it's incredible.
Yes.
So Hacks is upcoming. You've got Space Cadets that's currently out right now, and all the wonderful stuff that you've been in. Check out, go watch Better Call Saul for the third time, Brian. Pick out Poppy in the scenes. And then
yeah, find me. I'm in like season 3, episode 6 or something. Don't call me on that.
Yeah.
So you gotta get in there to see.
You really have to dig into Better Call Saul, but it'll be well yeah. worth the wait. And then Poppy, I'm gonna send you some I'll Instagram you some urban climbers that you can get your hands sweaty about.
I can't wait.
But no pimple popper. Don't send them back to us. I don't want it. I don't want it. I don't want it.
That's gonna be in a private thread between me and Chrissy. That it's gonna be in our bunker group chat.
That is, we will have the bunker group. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm
yeah,
jealous yeah. of your relationship already, but I'm no stranger to this particular vibe. So that's okay.
The ingrown hairs will be plucked. And
yes,
I will pluck ingrown hairs in our bunker.
Oh yeah.
Oh, that's gonna be something because that can cause a really big medical issue. So you gotta get
100%.
We could do it. You gotta get the tweezers, you gotta get the whole situation, Ready. You know. Yeah, I'll be your assistant.
My mom let me pop a blackhead for her once and nice. It like made I mean I'm obviously still thinking about it.
Yes. Oh my god. I think Poppy's awesome. Actually on a mission to make me puke. Poppy, you're lovely. We just
thank you for coming.
We love you. Have a wonderful time in Atlanta. We look forward to speaking with you again soon. When Hacks is going to come out, then please come talk to us again, and we'll wrap up this conversation about all the disgusting things you girls are popping. It's Poppy. We'll put all the links in the show notes. Check out No Good Deed coming out on Thursday. Thanks, Poppy.
Thank you.
Well, thank the baby Jesus. Brian took a breath, and now I will use this opportunity to let you know that we've got a brand new phone number. That's right, it's 212-433-3TCB. And you can text us anytime you want. Or you can call and leave us a voicemail, and we might just use your message on the show. Once Brian gets through all the messages he missed last year, of course. Anyway, you can also find and DM us on Instagram at The Commercial Break and on TikTok at TCB Podcast. And of course, all of our audio and video is easily found on tcbpodcast.com. Now I'm going to thank G one more time that we have sponsors. So thank G, and here they are.
See, I told you I'd make you feel better the day after Christmas. Poppy was wonderful. And while I did not make the apocalypse cave, I do understand why. As my cousin Mel used to say, too much mustard sours the dog. And while I always wondered what that meant and why cousin Mel wasn't related to us, I think I got the point.
All right, my friends, all the pertinent details will be in the show notes for Poppy. Check out her Netflix special, now available, No Good Deed. Please do follow her on her socials and check out Hacks as the new season rounds the corner. Well, unbelievably, we kept it short and sweet today. I can't say that for the other 680-odd episodes of The Commercial Break, but don't worry. I'll have another chance to ramble pointlessly for hours tomorrow when we bring you another TCB infomercial with comedic superstar Felipe Esparza. He's a household favorite around here, and I think you'll understand why after you hear our interview. Hey, while I've got you, I thought I'd let you know that we have two very special episodes coming up New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. We're a hot, drunk mess. Trust me, you're not going to want to miss this. Okay, go to the website, tcbpodcast.com. All the information, the show notes, the links to our sponsors, special codes, and all that good jazz, all the audio, all the video, right there from one location, tcbpodcast.com. You can also get free TCB swag by going to the Contact Us button, drop-down menu, I want my free sticker, give us your physical address, and we'll send it away. 212-433-3TCB. That's 212-433-3822. Questions, comments, concerns, content ideas. We are taking them all, voicemail or text message, right there. And thank you to everybody who's been writing over the holidays. If we haven't gotten back to you, I promise we'll do it in the new year. At The Commercial Break on the ever-poppin' Instagram, TCB Podcast on the not-so-poppin' TikTok, and YouTube.com/TheCommercialBreak for every single episode moving forward on video on the YouTube channel the same day they air here on the audio feed, and then on Spotify just a couple of days later. On video, on Spotify, it's true. You can turn your phone sideways and watch us on video, and when you get sick of looking at my ugly mug, just turn it back straight and away I will go. Okay, on behalf of Chrissy, I must bid you adieu and tell you that until next time, I will say, I do say, and I must say, goodbye.